This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is there a majority of Steelers fans that are out on TJ Watt now? I feel like that a lot of people are upset. Like, this has perturbed them. Like, this picture, this situation, everywhere I look, it's like, get rid of him, trade him. Like, he's not worth it. Not saying that, you know, we're saying that. We're saying that with actual football things, but I feel like a lot of people are out on TJ Watt.
A lot of people, and again, this is anecdotal, but on the text line, think that he's causing a stink and they don't like that. I mean, there were a lot of people who didn't like when he was doing the hold in before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hines Ward, when he held out, people don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the words that I'm reading here on the text line, and we're talking about a lot of people writing this, are entitled, spoiled. Look, you can't draw analogies between your life and these guys' lives. You just can't. A couple people text in, well, we're middle class or hardworking people, blue collar people, and this is a millionaire athlete, and he just seems entitled. Look, it's, you can't draw an analogy to your life. Like, TJ Watt ain't like me. He ain't like these people out there. He just ain't. This is business.
Uh-huh.
But if you're trying to put yourself in his shoes, if you think you're the best at what you do in whatever field, and you have an opportunity to make money and be compensated as the best in the field, you're going to try to do that. And there's the whole TJ v. Myles Garrett thing. TJ doesn't like that guy. That guy doesn't like TJ. TJ wants to get one over on him. I think we can all understand being vindictive.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got that emotion. Somebody you don't like's getting compensated the way you feel like you should be compensated. That's where the analogy would be. But it's obviously on a much larger scale because, yeah, TJ Watt's angling to make $40 million a season.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to think of yourself in a high regard, thinking that you're the best, and everybody thinks that they're the best at what they do. But it's another thing whenever, you know, the people that you're working for tell you you're the best, but don't prove it.
They don't show you.
They don't show you, right? Like, I mean, and then you have a team and an organization who has done so much wrong and can barely have a winning season in the last 30, 40 years, pay the guy that is just as good or maybe in your mind a little bit less than what you are. They pay him. Like, they got that right. But why can't get paid? I can't get paid in a timely manner. Why do I have to wait till training camp?
Right. I think there's nuance here. It's okay to not want the Steelers to pay TJ Watt $40 million a season. It is also in your same little brain, and I got a tiny pea brain, it's okay for me to compartmentalize and for me to also understand that TJ Watt's not a bad guy for wanting that money.
Yeah.
Like, there's no bad guy here. You know, the Steelers, I'll disagree with the way they've gone about it. First and foremost, I'd have traded him. But if you want him, do it earlier. Like, I can disagree with the way that they've gone about this while also understanding TJ Watt. Makes a lot of sense that he wouldn't be the highest paid guy in football. And I can understand why Steelers fans, some of them at least, don't want him to be around and they'd rather trade him. 412-928-9370. And this is a topic nationally. Hey, we got whatever this new morning show is on ESPN up. And That's the conversation that they're having. Should the Steelers consider trading T.J. Watt? I'm sure they'll do it on First Take today. It's not just a local story. It's a national story.
You only consider trading him. I don't even know if they would even get there. That might be just be us telling stories and us in the media kind of just putting this out there. But you only consider trading him if you can get a significant amount back.
I agree with that.
Like, the highest of the highest. Like, you got to get a first and a first or a first and a second. Maybe a first and a third. But that's it. Like, it can't just be a third round pick for T.J. Watt. Like, I mean, I still think he's really good. I think he's worth the money because of his market and where he's at and where his, you know, his guys that are at his position are getting paid. I think he's worth that. I mean, whenever he's not in the lineup, you do lose games. When he's in the lineup, you have a better chance of winning. Like, he's
their record without him is really bad.
It's really bad. Like, he's the significant piece to your team. He's the number one significant piece to your team.
You know how I look at it, honestly, if I want to draw an analogy here, a sports analogy? When you are a really bad baseball team, you don't need a closer. Like, the Pirates 2 years ago had one of the best relief pitchers in all of baseball in David Bednar, a two-time All-Star, and the talk was, do you trade him or do you not trade him? And they, because they have him under years of control, they decided, hey, we're not going to trade him. But it's lipstick on a pig. Okay, he's going to get 30 saves for you. So what? You're still going to be one of the worst teams in football. The Steelers aren't quite there. They're not a bad football team. They're a slightly above average football team because they've made the playoffs in each of the last 2 years. They're a slightly above average football team. Do you need to pay $40 million to an elite edge rusher when you haven't been competitive in a playoff game for 8 years and you don't figure to be competitive and Super Bowl worthy in each of the next few years? I don't think you need to pay that. But if I'm the Yankees, I would try to trade for a David Bednar, and then I'd pay him a whole bunch of money because maybe, and this is a couple of years ago, not this version of Bednar. If I'm the Yankees, I'd try to trade for an all-star closer because he could be the difference between me winning a World Series and not.
Right.
If I'm the Bills, just again, to use them as an example, I might be an elite edge rusher away from holding the Lombardi Trophy.
The Steelers are not going to look themselves in the mirror to think that they're not close. Like, that's the thing. Like, their pride would be hurt too much to think that we would trade T.J. Watt to a team that thinks that they're close and actually is really close, and for us to sit here and look at ourselves in the mirror and to say that we're not close. Like, the Steelers would never do that.
No, which
that's
is
too
why
much pride.
Which is why, like,
bad business.
It's bad business. Like, now looking at it through their standpoint, we think we can contend. Okay, then you should have got this done with T.J. Watt like a month plus ago. Like, you should have got it done.
But we need our quarterback
before Max.
So let me play devil's advocate. We need our quarterback first. We need to figure that out.
Do it both at the same time. They can get it both done because I don't think their caps are going to overlap. And I realize it's a time element. And now the Steelers are doing their due diligence and more on quarterback, and all that factors in, and that's the priority. Could have got T.J. done initially and then move it on to quarterback.
Yep.
Because clearly they didn't give a rat's ass about Justin Fields or Russell Wilson to begin with. It's always been Aaron Rodgers, and it ain't got done. You could have got T.J. Watt.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.